And the transcript is about to go on. All right, we're ready to go, folks.
Okay, everyone, just bear with me for 1 second, please.
Time is money, Mike. Let's go.
How do you want to?
I'm sorry. I'm having a quick I'm having a tech difficulty, guys. Just give me 1 second, please. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Just going to call the meeting to order. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for the December meeting of Queens Community Board 11. My name is Michael Budabin, and I'm the chair of the board. And I'm joined tonight by my first vice chair, Victor Dadris, second vice chair, Christine Hader, and third vice chair, Henry Euler. And of course, by our district office staff, Joe Marzoliano, Christina Catino, and Jane Bentivenga. So just as a reminder, we continue to meet on Zoom. Please, everyone, try and stay cognizant of that fact. It's a little easier to interrupt each other. Please also leave your phone or computer on mute during the meeting if you're not actively speaking. This will help keep things moving and allow us not to hear too much background noise. So Joe is the host of the meeting. He has the ability to mute people. We're going to be unmuting people when it's your turn to speak, including in connection with conducting roll call and taking any board votes. Once you've called on and responded, please do remember to mute your line once again. And please just be patient with us if we run into any unexpected technical difficulties. On that note, Joe, I'm having a little bit of tech trouble tonight. So I'm having a hard time switching on my gallery view from one person to the other. And so I may miss people whose hands are raised. If you can help point that out to me, if I'm missing anybody at any time, please let me know. And if you can be unmuting people as we call on them, please do so. I'm having a difficult time navigating in my gallery.
You got it. No problem.
Thanks very much. Okay. With that, we're going to get started with our virtual Pledge of Allegiance. As usual, Joe is going to share a picture of the American flag on our screen so we can all see it. And you're welcome to stand up where you are and join along as we say the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so first off, we're going to move on to public participation. And are we joined by the 111th tonight?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Officer Galano?
Good. You want me to go now? Or you want me to wait a little bit?
Yeah, please. The floor is yours.
All right. Very good. I'm just going to go over the crime stats for the week to date. This week, we took a total of 31, where last year was 26. So we're up about a little over 19% for the week. Believe it or not, the increase is actually from grand larcenies and not burglaries this week. Majority from catalytic converters being stolen, and also grand larcenies regarding ATM skimming devices and credit card charges as well, too. 28-day period, we're looking at 101, where last year 101, this year 104 with a 3% increase. And then year to date, we're up about 6%, where last year we had about 719 crimes, where this year we have 762. And the majority of those crimes are for year to date are from the burglaries. Same thing, Sector Charlie and Sector David seem to be our main concern with the burglaries. That's where they're heavily concentrated right now. So right now we've been focusing more patrols in those areas, obviously, and been both marked and marked cars. So that's our area of concern. Some of the other things I wanted to mention, too, with crime prevention wise is with the ATM. When you're actually using an ATM machine, make sure when you put your card in, you actually put your hand over where you're putting your PIN code in. So if there is some sort of recording device, when you're putting your PIN number in, it can't be recorded because a lot of times there's hidden video cameras within the ATM and they capture an image of you actually putting your ATM PIN number in. And that's how they actually are able to, compromise the account along with a device in the actual where the card goes in as well, too. It's a combination of two different devices. But that's what's been going on recently, not just in Bayside, Queens, but throughout the Queens North and also throughout the city as well, too. So if anyone has any questions, I'll be here. If anyone has concerns, I'll be right
back. Can I ask you a follow-up question? Just in case people ask, are you saying that individuals put these devices in the bank machinery and the banks don't detect it?
The banks are supposed to check it 3 times a day. One when they first open up in the afternoon and after they close. Sometimes these, ATMs that are compromised are in between those times, or sometimes maybe the bank may forget to actually check the ATM, but they are bank ATMs. We've had a couple of Capital One in particular ATMs being compromised. Not so much other banks, but I've noticed it with Capital Ones in particular, they've been compromised. So
are you saying that that in any ATM machine, just as a precaution for people to cover their hand as they're putting in the PIN would be most helpful?
Yes, because what happens is it's not just the actual credit debit card information being taken, but also it's in conjunction with some sort of hidden camera that's actually capturing the image of that person putting their PIN number in. So it's two different devices.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem. I'm not sure if this is like, I'm not sure if this is like entirely like completely 100% fully foolproof, but another thing that I've been doing to prevent this from happening is to, before inserting your card anywhere, to grab the place where you put your card in and shake it. If it feels loose, don't use it until the bank, because they typically attach the skimmers, that's what these are called, on top of the regular ATM card slots so that they look like it's part of the ATM, but it's really not. I'm not sure if they've gotten better at that, but...
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, Fleur. Guys, do me a favor and make sure you ask for the floor before you speak. I understand, and we want to ask questions of the officers here, but let's just make sure that we're keeping protocol with that.
Oh, I apologize.
And no worries, guys. No worries. I'm actually having some technical
difficulties. Excuse me, can you hear me?
Yeah, look, yes. Ma'am, who can you announce yourself, please? This is only a time for board members to speak at the moment. So I'm not sure who that was just cutting in, but if you have a comment or a question for Officer Galano or the 111,
I have a quick question.
Please send that through to who is that speaking?
Mike Golia.
Okay, go ahead, Mike, please.
Where is Zone David and Charlie that you said?
Okay, so Charlie is from Northern Boulevard down to Horace Harding Expressway westbound, and as far east to the Cross Island Parkway, and as far west to Utopia Parkway. Sector David is from Northern Boulevard all the way up to north as 26th Avenue, and it goes to the Cross Island Parkway as well, too, and then it goes far west to Utopia Parkway. That's the general area. So, but I'll you know, if anyone has any questions, you know, I'll give my email out, so you can email me.
Please.
It's Luigi, L-U-I, G.I.Galano, which is G-A-L-A-N-O at NYPD.org. So if you have any questions or concerns, gladly answer any emails again.
Thank you very much, Officer Galano. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Okay. And so I think we're going to move on to our speakers tonight. And I think we're joined by District Attorney Katz this evening. District Attorney Katz, did you want to say a few words?
Good evening. Hi, everybody. Thank you, Michael, very much. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, and it's good to see you.
It's so good to see you, Joe. And, hi, Christine. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Christine, and I see Sila somewhere over there, and just so many old friends, and it's so nice to see everybody. I wish it was in person. I wish we were together this year. I wish that 2021 was better, like we all dreamed it would be. If you remember going from 2020 to 2021, we all said, it can't get much worse. And here we are a year later, looking forward again to 2022. And so this gives me an opportunity, Michael, and I thank you and the board for allowing me just to come and wish everyone a very happy holiday season. You know, it's been 2 years now that I've been the district attorney, and it has been quite an experience. I have tried to bring a steady hand to the borough of Queens County. I think that people are very tired of, you know, waking up every morning and everybody's telling you you have to be on one side or the other. You know, I have tried to bring that steady hand to this office. I think that it is incumbent upon the district attorney to look at every case, to figure out exactly what charges should be, to look at the facts and follow the facts. We are lobbied every day from one side or the other. And my job is to follow the facts, see where they lead me, and see where a prosecution, if appropriate, does lead me. And it's interesting to me, you know, we started March of 2020 with COVID, and we immediately saw the grand jury stop showing up. And I had to use all the experience that I have had as an administrator in my careers to make sure that we had computers and were able to do virtual all the time at arraignments, at at hearings, investigations, all of that had to be done virtual. And now, you know, we're live and we're back in action, and I'm very happy about that. And in between all of that, my investigations bureau has been active, my whole division. We just actually, I'm sure many of you read about the fact, you know, Queens County is the number one home for veterans, as you know, in the city of New York. I hope you all read about the fact that we started an investigation about bones that were buried in the backyard of someone's house. And we got a tip that there were bones buried. We went out there with the NYPD. There was indeed bones buried. It was the first time in the borough of Queens County that we actually used familial DNA for a victim to be able to find out who the victim was in a crime. His bones were clearly buried back there. Someone had remembered it, that it happened 45 years ago. They were, you know, young at the time. So we used familial DNA and we found out that it was a World War I veteran who was buried in the backyard of someone's house. It was many, many months of investigation. We finally found the alleged murderer and we held them accountable, brought them into court. They were still alive. And they will be prosecuted now for murder 45 years later for killing someone who served our country during World War I. Not every case is like that. Not every case is that amazing. We formed a Violent Criminal Enterprise Bureau, which I like to call the Guns, Gangs, and Drugs Bureau. Its job is to make sure that gangs are held accountable for the crimes that they commit, for making sure that we have a way to keep young people from joining the gangs and make sure that young people know that that's not the only family, it's not the only mentors, it's not the only path that you can take in communities. But this organization, this bureau that I formed, has gone in and broken up several gangs. Queensbridge and Ravenswood had a fight going on just for territory. We did 141 count indictment to prosecute 28 individuals for conspiracy, for attempted murder, for gun possession. We've gone into Redfern and we have every single day investigating and making sure that we get the ghost guns that are on the street. And I bring that up because that can happen in any neighborhood, like any community, any neighborhood, any house that you have on a street. You don't know whether someone next door in the basement of that house is literally building guns and they buy the different pieces on the internet. There's about 100 vendors that actually sell parts of a ghost gun. And for the weight of a pen or a pencil, you get a form of a ghost gun. It's literally like a map of a ghost gun, and you buy the parts online and you are able to build it in the basement of your home. And we have taken hundreds of those off the street over the last few months by investigations, by a crime strategy bureau that I had formed to investigate and make sure we find where people are buying things on the internet when it comes to the 100 vendors that are selling pieces of guns. And so these investigations are ongoing. We also know that we formed a hate crimes bureau. Unfortunately, that has had a lot of activity over the last year or two. And that is an unfortunate circumstance of the times, I believe. So we've had anti-Semitism that has grown. Of course, you know, during COVID, we had a few anti-Asian incidents and we follow up, we prosecute them. But we also make sure that we educate. You know, we have a community partnership division that this office has never seen before, where I have, you know, 24 people who go into the community, come to your community boards, come to the precinct councils, go to civic associations. And what's interesting about that is that they not only serve information to people in the public, but they bring back, and I know the time is getting short, but they also bring back information. And I'm going to end with this. During the holiday season, there are many scams. A lot of them are against the elderly. Not that that's anyone on this community board, but if you were to be someone who has grandchildren or of the age to have grandchildren, there are huge scams going on where people pretend to be your grandchildren and ask you for money for bail or to get out of jail in different states. And you'd be surprised at how many people want to help their grandchildren so much that they don't verify the information. And I don't want to get calls from your grandchildren saying, you told my grandmother not to give me money. I'm simply saying, trust and verify. So it's so good to see so many old friends. Michael, I'm sorry. And Joe, I'm sorry I took up the longer than the 2 minutes that you had given me. There's a lot to report. I do want to thank the 111th Precinct and Officer Luigi and everybody there for the work that they do. Bernie Haber, it's good to see you again, by the way. So I'll end with have a great holiday season, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, anything you celebrate. Most importantly, in the new year, please be healthy. Please be safe. I hope everyone's back on this Zoom in live next year at this very moment. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, District Attorney Katz. We truly appreciate that. And a happy holidays and happy new year to you as well. So I think next up is Councilmember Barry Grudenchik. Councilmember Grudenchik, you were going to speak?
Thank you, Chair. I just came by. This is my last go round, so to speak. As you know, I'm kind of retiring at the end of the month. I don't know how to put that because it's also new to me. But I wanted to come by really just to say thank you to all of you, especially your chairs and your former chairs that I've had the pleasure of working with over the past 6 years and many years in the past in different lives, having worked as director of community boards for both Borough President Marshall and Borough President Katz. I want to thank your incredible district manager, Joe Marzoliano, and I have to tip a hat to your former incredible district manager, Susan Seinfeld, who I was lucky enough to get to work for me a few hours a month. One of your members is actually going to succeed me. So it's been a pleasure to work on transition with Linda Lee. And I know that we're going to get great things out of her. And I'm looking around, and I guess if I had to look at anybody, it's Bernie Haber, because I first met Bernie, I think, when I went to work for Claire Shulman in the late spring of 1991. And it's really been an honor and a privilege to serve in public life in my home county. At the bottom of it all, I'm just a kid from Pominock Houses who got lucky and was able to help make things better here in his home neighborhood. And I'll still be living in Ward 11. I'm at the very, very end of it on Hollis Hills Terrace. But I want to thank you also for the great work that we have done together. After a generational search, we are building those high school seats at Cardozo High School. We are expanding PS 46. And not only will those two schools add about 1,250 seats, reducing overcrowding at Cardozo and at PS 46, but both of those buildings will be state of the art. And more importantly, at PS 46, we will be making that school accessible. So many of our schools in New York City are not accessible. And that really is an outrage. We've added bike lanes. We have slowed traffic down with God knows how many different studies. We've continued to invest all across the board in our parks and in our libraries and everything that we have here in Northeast Queens. So thank you. I will try to be causing a little trouble for Joe every now and then. But I really want to say thank you to all of you. I get paid to do this. You don't. Joe does. But I really understand, having been director of community boards for 6 years under two different borough presidents, how important the work is that you do. And I know sometimes it takes a lot longer than we want. But I'm happy to tell you that before I leave, the first phase of the Vanderbilt Motor Parkway, which runs from Creedmoor at the end of Alley Pond Park to Springfield Boulevard in Board 11, runs from Board 13 to Board 11. We'll be cutting the ribbon on that on December 17th. So I'm really excited. It's a nice way to go out. Again, thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And as the borough president said, let us all hope and pray for a very, very happy and healthy new year. And I'll see you soon somewhere in the neighborhood. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barry.
It's been fantastic working with you, and we wish you the absolute best and happy holidays and new year. And that does lead into one of the other announcements that I was going to make, which is a thank you and a congratulations to our very own Linda Lee, who is actually going to be succeeding Councilmember Grudenchek on the city council. It's fantastic for the board and for our community. We all know Linda from her work here on the board, and of course, for the fabulous things that she's been doing over at KCS. So Linda is, of course, going to be leaving the community board as she becomes a member of the council. I'm sure we're going to see her all over the place, including here at our meetings from time to time. But we just wanted to wish Linda an absolute fantastic term and hope that it really goes well. I'm sure that it will. And just thank you for everything you've done for the community board and so far for our community. I know we all know that there's lots more to come, and we're very excited for that. So congratulations and thank you to Linda Lee.
Am I allowed to say something for like 30 seconds?
I think you got it. Yeah, go ahead.
So number one, thank you, Barry, for all that you've done. And I have a lot of big shoes to fill. And thank you for all the help and just helping me transition into this new role. And actually, it should be me saying thank you to the community board, because I have to say, throughout the years that I've been part of this board, I think I joined first in 2013. And, you know, I've been learning so much from all the members on here in terms of what issues are important. And I gotta say, I've already been talking to other community boards in the neighborhood, as well as other elected officials, on some of the priorities that we're gonna be talking about moving forward. And, you know, there will be controversial things coming up. And so I hope I can be that voice for you guys in Eastern Queens. And give me a little bit of time to settle in before you guys come knocking on my door.
Yelling at me. I can hear the fear.
No, I mean, obviously, you guys, you know, have my information and can always reach out whenever, you know, there's anything that pops up. But I will try to carry on the awesome legacy of District 23 council members and just try to be as responsive as possible. And hopefully I can bring some of that social service side with me and help out with any constituent cases that may need attention as well. So thank you to all the community board members for educating me throughout the years. And it's been awesome. So I will probably see you next month, but just on in a different, slightly different capacity.
Goodbye and welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Council Member-elect Linda Lee. We're extremely excited and congratulations once again. You're going to do fantastic, I'm sure of it. And we're really excited about that. One other announcement, just wanted to mention Barbara Gillespie. We announced this electronically, but I wanted to make an announcement here. Barbara Gillespie has resigned from her position on the board just simply because she had too much stuff going on. She was having a hard time keeping up with things in the way she wanted to. Barbara was a fantastic member of the board, motivated, very involved. And I just wanted to make a public statement of thanks to Barbara for her service and the time she spent here. She really did a great job. So thank you, Barbara, for all that you've done. So I just, before we move on to those who signed up for public participation, just wanted to ask if there are any other representatives of elected officials who wanted to say a few words. And Joe, I'm going to ask if you can unmute people if they know as much, because like I said, I'm having some tech difficulties.
James Montaluso here from Comptroller Scott Stringer. Hi, everybody. So can I speak now?
Yeah, go right ahead. Sure.
Yep.
All right. Hi, everyone. So this is going to be the last report from Comptroller Stringer's, one of his reps. So I'm James Montaluso. I've just been here with you for just really the last month and technically the last few days of October as well. So I have the final few announcements from the office. Number one, we just put out our monthly economic and fiscal outlook newsletter. It was previously weekly during the pandemic, but it gives a lot of information about the current fiscal conditions in the city. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out on our website in the newsroom section. We also just put out a report today about the skyrocketing cost of incarcerating people. And it's an in-depth analysis of how much money the city spends on the people incarcerated, you know, in city jails. And it's it's an all-time high. The amount of money that is spent per person is at an all-time high. So if you're interested in looking at any of the information on that, that's also in the newsroom section of our website. And it's also, and a much more detailed report is in the report section on our website. Something to add on to something I mentioned last month is our annual financial report. We have a version that's more, it's a little bit easier to read, especially for people who aren't so well in tune with all the financial language. There's a version that's easier to to really understand by, because there's so many pictures, graphs, charts, things like that. It's also probably better if you have good, even like a middle school child could probably understand it pretty easily if you want to share it with anyone like that. So that's the 2021 popular annual financial report, which is also in the newsroom section and also in the report section of our website. And other than that, if you need me for any controller related issues, you can reach out to me at 646-689-6509. Again, it's James Mongeluso from the controller's office, 646-689-6509. And finally, I just want to extend, give you the greeting from Comptroller Scott Stringer himself. He wishes everyone he's worked with, or all the people on the board, and everyone watching who's not on the board, he wants to wish everyone, hope everyone had a happy Hanukkah. I guess it's already sundown now. And Merry Christmas for those who celebrate, and also Happy New Year, because this will be, you know, the last time someone from the office reps the board. We're having a transition and we'll have Brad Lander soon. So he wishes everyone the best, and he wants everyone to know it was a great pleasure for him to serve the city for nearly 8 years as in the capacity of the city controller. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much. And I am able to see some hands here. I think I see Kat.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Go ahead, Kat. Floor is yours.
Good. Good evening, everyone. Happy December. My name is Kat Thompson, repping Queensborough President Donovan Richards Jr. I have three quick announcements. First, the Queens General Assembly is doing active recruitment in our office from now until January 2nd, 2022. If you're interested, please contact Susie Tannenbaum in our office or me, Kat Thompson, kthompson@queensbp.org. We will gladly share the information with you. Also, our Christmas tree lighting has been postponed until December 17th at 4:30 in front of Queensborough Hall. And following our Christmas tree lighting, we will be doing our first annual Christmas movie event for kids and kids at heart in the Helen Marshall Cultural Center. That's it. So that's it. I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and I will see you all the first Monday in January, God willing. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Kat. Really appreciate that. And happy holidays to you as well. Susan Seinfeld, I think I saw you were next.
Hi. I just want to say goodbye to everybody again for the second time. For those who we're on the board when I was district manager, I get to say it twice. I don't know if that's good or bad, but this will be it for me, retiring totally now. And I welcome Linda Lee, though, because she will be my council member still. And I will bother her. But since I live south of Community Board 11, I'm sure I won't see many of you at all. But it was a pleasure before. It's been nice keeping up with you, and everybody have a great new year and wonderful holidays.
Thank you so much, Sue. We really, really appreciate all the work you've done, both in your capacity as district manager and working for Barry. Really been fantastic. And thank you for everything. I'm sure we will see you around the area, and looking forward to it very much. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Bye.
So next up, I have Maria De Leon from Congresswoman Meng's office.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say hello and wish everybody happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas. Our offices are open virtually, and we are hybrid office staffing in the meantime. So feel free to give us a call if you need anything. And we do have somebody there, you know, every day, a couple of staffers. So if you have any constituent services needed, come on by, we're open.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that, and happy holidays to you as well. And I think last up here, I think I see John Gallo from Senator Liu's office. John, floor is yours. John, I'm not hearing you. Is Joe, am I the only one?
Yeah, I think you're having an audio issue there, John. Your microphone's not being picked up.
Is that any better or no?
That's better.
Magic of pulling out the plug sometimes. Okay, anyway, so technical difficulties aside, congratulations to Susan on the retirement and the council member. Definitely great examples in them, and obviously Linda Lee and you know, kind of being a public servant. So just wanted to say that. But besides that, you know, we're kind of just prepping up for the new session year, which starts January 5th. We'll be back up in Albany. Obviously, looking forward to that. And we did finish yesterday the last e-waste pickup event over at Cunningham Park. If you missed that one, which we're going to try to start that up as soon as possible. With Lower East Side Ecology Center, March at the latest, hopefully sooner. If you want to find out when, just let us know. And then otherwise, just the holiday events. Senator Liu's been throughout the district. I know we've seen some of you maybe over the last weekend. Eileen, I know Bayside Hills Christmas tree and menorah lighting events, Bay Terrace, some other ones. So that just segues into the last point that we are doing a toy drive right now for the children of military service members who are stationed at Fort Totten. You can drop off the toys at our office over on Bell Boulevard. And I'm going to give you my contact information. So call me if you have any questions or email me about that. And lastly, our holiday block party, which is going to be outside of our office. It's going to be right there off of Bell Boulevard and 39th Avenue. It's a block party, December 15th, 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to have some local businesses providing some tasty food. We're going to have, you know, the hot cocoa. We're going to have some carolers from some local choirs. So holiday games, looking forward to it. So if anyone's available and wants to stop by, please do. So feel free again to reach out, 718-765-6675, the office, or me, Jay Gallo at nysenate.gov. Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays to you and your families.
Thank you, John. Thanks for coming in the announcements, and happy holidays to you as well. And I do see Dave Fisher from Assemblymember Braunstein's office. Dave, you want to make an announcement?
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Wanted to mention we're also having our annual holiday toy drive. Our deadline's coming up on the 13th. I wanted to thank the board for participating again by being a drop-off point, and thank the members, and also specifically Joe, Jane, and Christina for their help with the drive.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Dave. Happy holidays to you as well. And we appreciate it. We're always happy to be involved. And do thank Joe, Jane, and Christina for their work. I think that covers our elected official announcements, and we're going to move to our members of the board. Members of the public now. So I'm going to call people off in order that I have it here on my list. Everyone's going to have 3 minutes to speak. I will put my finger up like so when you have 1 minute left, give or take, just to give you a warning. And at the end of 3 minutes, I am going to ask you to simply finish your sentence, and please respect the time constraints that we do have. And I'll just ask that everyone please remain, cordial as you speak. It's just important for us to maintain that decorum here at the board. So I'm going to call people off. And Joe, as I said, I'm having a little bit of a hard time with my tech tonight, so I may not see someone. If you could help to see if they're here as we go. So our first speaker is Marova Rigi.
Hi, Marova. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you've got 3 minutes, Mrs. Rigi. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So hi, everyone. My name is Marwa. I'm an outreach coordinator for the Civilian Complaint Review Board. For those of you who may not know, the CCRB is a city government agency that investigates, mediates, and prosecutes complaints of misconduct against members of the NYPD. That includes allegations of excessive or unnecessary physical force, abuse of authority, discourtesy, offensive language, if a person ever experiences police misconduct and or witnesses police misconduct and wants to file a complaint with the CCRB, they can do so on our website. They can call our hotline. They can call 311, or they can visit us in person at our office. I'll share some information in the chat box. Today, the announcement that I wanted to share is that we are opening up the applications for our Youth Advisory Council once again. The deadline is December 15th. And for anyone who is not familiar with our Youth Advisory Council, every year we have one, and it's a team of youth members between the ages of 10 to 18 who are passionate and committed to fighting against criminal justice issues and improving police community relations. Every year they'll work on, all work together to work on a project that is meant to promote the CCRB with youth members across the with youth across the five boroughs, and just work with our staff in ways to help us, like with our efforts to engage young New Yorkers. They're going to serve as ambassadors for their communities, and they'll join in on team building activities. They meet, I believe, twice a month for 4 months or 5 months. I'll share the link in the chat right now. If anyone here knows of any students or family members, friends that would like to participate, please share this wonderful opportunity with them. So I'll drop that in the chat right now. Thank you so much for giving me time to share this information, and I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday.
Thank you so much, Ms. Reed. We really appreciate it. Just so you know, we have to disable the chat for our meetings because of some, because of some of the behavior of some unfortunate folks who like to disrupt meetings like this, public meetings like this. But if you can pass that information to Joe at the office, Joe Marzliano, that we can get it disseminated along with our weekly information so that people have access to it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you for coming tonight and speaking. Appreciate it. Next up, I have Norman Cohn. Mr. Cohn, are you here?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for calling on me.
Of course.
I grew up here, and I put in 38 years with the Department of Education, retired now 8 years. And I just want to bring to everyone's attention that the mayor has decided to eliminate geographic lines for kids that are applying to high schools specifically. So if you're in the eighth grade and you are applying to a high school in Queens, you're now in competition with everyone throughout the city. Given that we have limited seats or no seats, obviously to overburden our crowded high schools, it's going to create a tremendous hardship where a lot of our kids who are applying will not be able to make the Queens high schools, Francis Lewis, Bayside, Cordoza, et cetera. The mayor looked at this, and the Community Education Council boards looked at this also and have expressed their outrage. Now, as a member of the school leadership team at Middle School 74, the PTA, and also the Community Education Council of 26, I can talk to you as a parent. And as a parent, I am so concerned now that this is going on, because if the mayor doesn't change his mind and he doesn't reverse his decision, it's going to affect all our families in Queens. We came to Queens because of the safety and education, and now it's going to be completely thrown back on our face when your child has to apply and all of a sudden with a 90 somewhat average doesn't make the school their choice. With this now opened up to everyone in the school, the city. One more point, new seats being opened up at Cordoza, true. 46, true. Northern Boulevard, true. You're not gonna get in there because everyone in the city now will have a right to go in there and bump your child out. And I really respect your leadership, and I thank you for listening to me as a parent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cohn. Thank you. And I know that that is a big issue for a lot of members of our community. It's something that we as a board can think about and whether it's worth us taking a position on. Thank you. And Justin, we can talk about that and other education issues. There's a lot of them this year, as we all know. There's a lot going on. Next up, I have Laura Lee. Laura Lee, who signed up to speak?
Yes, this is she.
Okay,
hi,
great.
This is Laura Lee from the representative of the Korean Presbyterian Church of Bayside. And the issue that I wanted to bring up to your attention is that we have seen increased numbers of auto dealership cars and also city ambulance cars parked on the residential streets. And this actually has been persistent over years. I'm not just talking about recent month, but it has been over years. And I've reached out to the dealership and also police department, but there hasn't been really progress to this issue. So I'm hoping that if you can help me find the solution or any type of recommendation.
Okay, thank you. So just so that I understand, you're talking about what kind of vehicles being parked on the residential streets? And then go ahead.
Yeah, it's the auto dealership cars that are waiting for repairmen, specifically from the Dodge dealership in Bayside. So our church is located on 46th Avenue to 11th Street. We have a lot of, you know, we have public schools, we have public park, and it's heavily trafficked area to begin with. But because of dealership cars parked on the residential street, it's even more crowded. So we are trying to find a solution, but there has been really no progress at all. And we've reached out to dealership and they seem like they try to accommodate us at first. It's only for a couple of days. And after that they're just going back to normal. So I'm hoping if I can reach out to you and, you know, find if there's any recommendation that you can give.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lee. I appreciate that. Joe, we have Ms. Lee's contact information for when she submitted a request to speak tonight?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So Ms. Lee, this is an issue that we've dealt with in the community from various dealerships. We have a number of dealerships here in Northeast Queens. And it's not the first time that something like this has happened. So I will talk to Joe this week and someone will be in touch with you about any steps that we may be able to take. So thank you for speaking tonight. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Next up, I have Michael Freeman. Is Mr. Freeman here? Mr. Freeman, going once, going twice?
I don't see him.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move on next. And next up is Janet McEnany, former member of Community Board 11. Janet, welcome. Thank you. And the floor is yours.
Janet, you're on mute. I'm going to press the ask to unmute button.
Done.
Oop. Okay, we hear you.
Okay, I can't see you, but hold. But what the heck? I'll just talk. Okay. What I started out saying was it's really nice to see everybody, and I mean that. Haven't seen everybody in a long time. I came to talk about a bike lane rumor I heard about, and I wrote this out, and I'm going to read it. And so I'm going to say, we're not, you know, talking about whether there ought to be bike lanes anymore, but we should be talking about where they're going to be and whether we've adequately and timely notified the people who will be affected by them. As to location, I object to what I saw was a proposed bike lane on 33rd Avenue from Crocheron Park west to Francis Lewis Boulevard. Locating a bike lane on this street is dangerous and inappropriate. There's a better alternative in the area. This is a two-way street, one lane east, one lane west. The route passes PS 159 at the intersection of the Clearview Expressway Service Road, which is a heavily traveled route. The school has heavy traffic at the drop-off and pickup times, and then significant traffic with idling cars between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. at dismissal of the aftercare program. I live across 33rd Avenue from PS 159. Any board member, I invite any of you to come sit on my porch and watch what happens during drop-off and pickup times. parents double and triple park their vehicles in each lane of 33rd Avenue. They leave their vehicles in the street. Sometimes they're gone for 10 minutes or 15 minutes at a time. Traffic builds up. Many times the street is impassable. Parents jaywalk their children across 33rd Avenue. In other words, you can watch every kind of traffic and pedestrian infraction possible during these times. It really, it's like the Wild West. I took 150 photos of only one day of this traffic last week, and I would like to share it with the board, Joe, if I can send them to you, because you will not believe your eyes if you take a look at these photos. And because of the dangerous intersections at this pre-K to five, there's always been four crossing guards, three of them on 33rd Avenue along the proposed bike lane route. Recently, the NYPD cut the number of crossing guards to two. I'm not gonna be able to see your finger, Michael, by the way, because right now I can't see any of you, but I'm just gonna—
Okay, no problem. You have about 30 seconds left, okay?
So oh no. So I just gotta say, you guys got to really give notice to these, to the people in our community. The way you give notice for speed humps or when you're going to change the direction of a street traffic, because a lot of people don't know that this is going to happen. And I think before, we don't know if there's going to be a vote tonight or not. We couldn't tell. But before there is a vote, I think that there needs to be more information coming from the board and affirmatively disseminated to our community. But that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening to me.
Of course. Thank you so much, Janet. We appreciate it. And what I will say is the board is actively considering a proposal that was made to us by DOT about additional bike lanes here in Queens Community Board 11. We aren't actually voting tonight, but we will be voting at the January board meetings. We've been considering this at the committee level the last couple of months. There is actually going to be a transportation committee meeting. It's going to be, I think, our third on this topic on December 16th. So we'll be considering it at committee. We plan to take a committee level recommendation vote at that time. And then the board will consider the issue in January so that we can make a recommendation of some sort. Back to DOT, we've been working hard on this, and just so that everyone is aware, you know, we do disseminate, you know, those meetings. I understand though that sometimes people, you know, don't always see them. You can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, which will help you see more of the board's materials. But just to say it now, we are going to be voting on that in January. Victor is going to give a little bit of an update later on tonight. You know, once we talk about the committee reports, but we're not actually taking a vote tonight. And that was because we wanted to make sure that we delayed that vote so that the committee could further consider all of the information that we were making sure that we were doing as fulsome a job as possible in reviewing that issue. So thank you, Ms. McEnany. We appreciate it. It's good to see you again. And we do have one more set of speakers. It's George Haji Constantino and Michael D'Antonio. If I said that correctly, apologies. Are you guys here? Queens Chamber of Commerce and Small Business Resources? Okay.
I don't see them.
Michael.
Okay. Yes?
Michael.
Who's
Michael? Mohan.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
Can I ask Mr. Cohen one question?
Is Mr. Cohen still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. I'll allow it. Go ahead, Mohan.
Norman, does mayor has that authority to cancel the geographical areas?
Yes.
Technical? Legally?
Yes. The mayor's in charge of the Board of Ed.
Ottawa is through the city council. They have to approve it.
You can eliminate it.
Okay.
And right now, because right now, there's some other community education council members on this call also. But if I can just kind of paraphrase it and say that the other community education councils wrote letters, resolutions, but right now the mayor said, well, he has to decide. He has to look at it again because it's an atrocity what's going on to the Queens community where you now don't have the ability to send your child to a community school where it's opened up to the entire city. The argument is, why can't all students in the city apply to schools? Well, I'll tell you something.
Sorry, Mr. Cohen. I apologize. I apologize. Right. And I didn't want to allow you to answer Mohan's question, but I do have to be careful about allowing people second opportunities to speak so that everyone has the same amount of time. And we did hear your comments and appreciate them. And we'll take them into consideration as we do.
Got it.
As we do everybody's work. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you. I do think that ends our public participation this evening, and that moves us on to the roll call section. So we're going to conduct roll followed by a vote on the acceptance of the minutes from our November meeting, which was circulated in advance. So this is a little bit tedious, I realize, but please bear with us while we go through each board member's name for attendance and then do so again to vote on the acceptance of the minutes. Joe is going to be unmuting participants for the roll call, so please just do remain quiet unless you're being called on. And after you voice your vote or attendance, please go back on mute. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Joe?
Folks, I have a pleasant surprise. The TSA does pre-check. I did pre-attendance. So I'm only going to call the names of the people who I did not let into the meeting here that are board members to save us a little bit of time. So if I do not call your name, I have you down for attendance. If I call your name, I need to hear you or else you're going to go down as absent. There's only six that I don't have. So the first one is Jason Chen. Okay. Carmen Cayado.
Here.
Okay. See, there's a good reason I did this. Mary Donahue. Mary, are you with us?
Here.
Okay, gotcha. Joan Garippa.
Here.
Okay. Vidya Papachan. Yeah, I got you, Joan. Thank you. Vidya Papachan. Okay. Alan Paulser. Alan. And finally, Akshar Patel. Okay. With three absences, folks, we do have a quorum tonight.
Great. Thank you, Joe. Genius, Joe Marzuliano, as always, saving us time and being more efficient. Now I feel less annoying to everybody, which is good. We can move on to the acceptance of the minutes. So we're going to vote on the November meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
I do have one.
Jessica, you can make a comment in a second. I'll ask for discussion on the motion. Do I have a motion to approve? Sorry.
Motion.
Motion.
Okay, I heard Stefan second. Did I hear Rob?
Yes.
Okay, Rob second. With the second. Okay, thank you. Discussion on the motion. Jessica, you had a comment?
I did also, aside from discussing the meeting availability and the errors on the website, which is ongoing and I'll talk about again tonight, but I also brought up the importance of having the Zoom meetings released to the public and how somebody mentioned that having these meetings is a good way to bring about inclusion of people that may not always be able to come out to a meeting, and it kind of levels the playing field in that way, but we're restricting that by not having the meetings available, even the audio of the meetings available, but the video of the meetings available is becoming more standard. And from my understanding, that is something that the Queensborough president is looking to have us get to. But as I said, I would just request if that could be added that I did talk about the importance of having those meetings and being able to interact with more of our community members.
Christine? Yeah, okay, no problem. So you want to you'd like to amend the motion by amend the minutes by adding that you also spoke about the importance of making the general board minutes meetings public, is that right?
Yes, the audio, the video recording through the Zoom. And then also the same thing with the committee meetings as well, because there's a lot of important information that, given time, just isn't always carried over into the board meeting.
Okay, so the importance of making the video of the general meetings public and the audio and video of committee meetings.
Yes, and the link to differently abled people and how we would
Jessica, hold on, but hold on a second.
Thank you, sorry.
We'll add something about it, but the level of detail is going to be consistent with how we do our minutes. So I will add something about the comment, but it's going to be something like, and the importance of making general board meeting and committee meetings video and audio public.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah, Mr. Euler also mentioned something similar about how these meetings are useful. So I just thought it piggybacked off of it. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Ms. Burke. We'll talk about that in a second. I have to get approval from those who made the motions before we can move forward. But that's a administrative matter. We can do that in a second procedurally. Christine, did you have something further?
Yes, I did. Thank you. As I read the minutes, I noticed that in the transportation section, I made a motion and Stefan seconded it so that we could hold our vote until January, and so that all the, you know, members could be truly informed and so forth before they were asked to vote on it. Now, I know we're not going to vote tonight, I understand, but it's not in the minutes. It's a whole motion. We had a voice vote.
Christine, that happened at the Transportation Committee meeting, not at the board meeting.
Yeah, you're speaking at committee. This is for the general board meeting.
Is that at the Transportation?
Yes.
Yeah, that was for committee meeting minutes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No problem.
That's what we needed. Forgive me.
No problem at all.
I'm cooped up in the house too long.
No problem.
Like the rest of us.
Stefan, are you okay to amend your motion that we would add into the minutes that Jessica made a comment as we discussed about the importance of making the video of the general board meetings and video and audio of the committee meetings public?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Rob, as the second, are you agreeable to the amendment?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion on the motion? Okay, going to call a vote. Joe, can you just take a vote, please, on the minutes as amended with that one change?
Hold on a minute. Paul had his hand up, I believe.
No, I have it up for member of business, new business.
Okay, thank Paul, you. Put you thank on the list. You can take your hand down, Paul. I got you on the list now for new business. Okay, Joe, go ahead and take the vote on the motion, please.
Gotcha. Scylla?
Approved. Yes.
Adriana?
Yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Lana?
Yes.
Lander?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jessica?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Jason? Oh, I'm sorry. Jason's not here. Justin?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Carmen?
Yes.
Victor?
Yes.
Lourdes?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Mary Donahue?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Elias? Freed?
Yes.
Gallatin?
Yes.
Garippa?
Yes.
Golia?
Yes.
Jadis?
Yes.
Haber? Bernie? All right, Bernie, you're on mute. You have to take yourself off mute. All right, he's going yes. That's a yes. Hader?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Jatwani? Mohan? Okay, I see you say yes, but we couldn't hear you, but I'm going to put you down as a yes. Yes? Thumbs up? Okay, I see his thumb. Stanley?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lanzetta?
Yes.
Linda Lee? Is Linda still here? I think Linda's gone. Okay. Yosef Lee?
Yes.
Liotto?
Yes.
Martino?
Yes.
Mahaltzis?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Montgomery?
Yes.
Helbier?
Yes.
Pavour?
Yes.
Popa?
Yes.
Rastogi?
Yes.
Shearer?
Yes.
Shiram?
Yes.
Turner?
Yes.
And Wong?
Yes.
Is there anyone I missed?
No, okay, I don't know if you got me. I said yes, it's Elias. I said yes, but I think I was on you.
Okay, I got you, Elias. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Motion passes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. So just to move on to my announcements really quick, and I'm going to be quick about it. So we had a transportation committee meeting this last month that was to discuss the bike lane issue. And as Christine mentioned, we decided that at the committee, it was decided to have another meeting before a proposal was made to the full board. So that vote's going to be taking place in January. Unfortunately, our environmental committee meeting had to be canceled through no fault of the board. The speakers that were supposed to show up weren't able to do so. In December, we have a few meetings scheduled right now. We have the Douglas and Zoning Committee meeting scheduled for this Wednesday, December 8th. We also have a transportation committee meeting scheduled for the 16th. That's to discuss the bike lane issue again. And we have a libraries committee meeting on December 21st, just discussion about the Douglaston Library branch and the results of the art presentation. All of those are going to be at 7:30 on Zoom and accessible. The stuff's up on social media and the internet. Let us know if you need to get the invitation again. And thank you to all of our chairs at the committee level and everyone who participates in those committee meetings. We are going to now move on to board member new business. And I know, Henry, you had a BSA announcement, so you're first up on the list.
Okay, thank you, Mike. BSA was pretty active this past month. They heard the case regarding the person who wanted to add a bedroom to their home by enclosing the cathedral ceiling part of their dining room. It was heard in one day, it was closed, and it was granted the following week. They also heard three gas station cases from our area. All of them are in Bayside. We had passed these all back a year ago in December with conditions, but the BSA commissioner saw additional things that needed to be addressed at each station. Station at 21801 Northern Boulevard. The trash enclosure, they didn't like that particular part of it. They want it to be fixed and improved. There's also a generator and a vacuum machine right near the property line that they want to have the neighbors poll to see if those things bother them with the noise. Of course, the generator is only used in emergency, so that probably is not a factor. 3504 Bell Boulevard, they want more landscaping. They did not like the trash enclosure right on the property line. They would like to see it either moved or improved. And they also had a question about the vacuum machine. 20412 Northern Boulevard, they wanted to know what was behind the fence on the east side of the property where supposedly the trash enclosure is. They want photos of that area. There's residences right behind there, so they're very concerned about that. And there's also the question of the washing stations at that station. They have two of them on the west side of the property. The one that's farthest from Northern Boulevard, the water pools there when people use that particular station. In the winter, it freezes, and as it comes down the towards Northern Boulevard, it creates more ice as it comes down. So it really needs a fix on the pitch there of the property or another drainage system installed at that point. So they're all coming back in February as continued hearings. Mike already mentioned about the environmental committee meeting this past month that had to be canceled. The sanitation people were not able to attend to discuss curbside composting. We're also going to, when we have our next environmental meeting, we'll talk more about the lawn care devices, the blowers and the machines that make a lot of racket. I had reached out to Councilman Drum. He had proposed legislation in the past to control that problem. However, I don't think it was successful. Other cities seem to have things in place to control the noise, but the whole thing, there's a big problem with enforcing it. Paul DiBenedetto and I would like to have a joint meeting of the Parks and Environment committees to speak with our new head of forestry here in Queens. His name is Tyler Wilcox. And it had come about that I learned that two street trees were removed in Little Neck recently. from, I heard this from two of our board members, and they were very concerned because the trees seemed to be in very good condition. And in my own neighborhood here in Bayside, a tree was tagged for removal that seemed to me to be in perfect shape. I had reached out to a parks official, and he did manage to get forestry to come take a second look at the tree, and the tag was removed. So luckily, you know, the tree, I hope, is now saved from being destroyed. You know, our street trees are very important to us. The health benefits, the ability to cool our air in the summer. We really have to be very careful about the care that our mature trees are given and all of our trees are given. So we hope to meet with the new forestry person and to have a good relationship with him and a good discussion about our concern with street trees. As you know, the leaf collection was canceled on November 27th. They were going to collect it to be composted. There is another leaf collection coming up on this Saturday, December 11th. The problem with the cancellation was that nobody knew about it. So people had put their leaves out for collection and you know, nothing came about. And they were subsequently picked up by garbage and, you know, sent over to the landfill, which is not very, very useful or helpful. So we hope that we, you know, in case this happens again, we would like to be notified so that we can make the arrangements. Thank you very much. That's my report.
Thank you very much, Henry. Really appreciate that and for all your work as usual. And if you and Paul can please contact the office so that we can schedule a good date for that joint committee meeting. I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Paul, you are next up. Jessica, I see your hand as well.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Just two quick things. Mr. Ferrara, who's the principal from PS41, as most of you know, PS41 is having, the building is being renovated, enlarged, and it's a really big project. And part of that renovation was that some kind of art was going to be, an installation would be built into the renovation. And I was fortunate enough to be asked by Mr. Ferrara as the Historic Society president to consult on it. And I just wanted to mention that we did pick something. And I was just very happy about that fact, because it's something that kids should identify with and hopefully be inspired by. Just a little bit of positivity for you all. And then the other thing was Mr. Cohn. Is Mr. Cohn still here, who is from the public? I don't know if he is. But all schools, all high schools, I was the PTA president for 3 years of Bayside High School. All high schools are open to students across the city. You could be in Staten Island and go to Bayside High School. But what the mayor is, or the DOE, via the mayor, I'm not sure, is trying to do is get rid of the zone school. So a portion of, I'll pick Bayside High School, a portion of Bayside High School has to accept, if you live in this zoned area of Bayside High School, they have to accept you. That would go away. And that is a big deal. The reason it's a big deal in particular, and I think we should have an education, I was going to make a motion tonight about this, but I can't because it wasn't 2 weeks prior, unless there's some way we can do it. But I would think the education committee should meet, if possible, before the January meeting. Because what we have in Northeast Queens is we have large high schools. That's the way it works here. In Long Island City and other places in Queens, let's say, they went to a small school model. But for us, with our transportation issues and with the existing large high schools we have, a zone school is entirely, we have to have it here. We couldn't really make it without it. So I would like us to take it up tonight if possible, and if not tonight, then at an education committee meeting, just if it's just to discuss that one issue, is that we take a stand against it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Paul. And yeah, we can't discuss it tonight. It's not on the agenda. We haven't considered that committee, but Justin, we should talk about that and setting up an education committee meeting. It's obvious that this is an important issue to the community. Which is not surprising. So let's talk, let's be in touch tomorrow via email, and we can get something on the calendar so that we can consider this.
Yeah, I started an email chain already for that issue.
Okay, thank you, Justin. I appreciate that. And just please keep me and Joe in the loop so we can get something on the schedule. Okay, Jessica, go ahead.
Great, thanks. So yeah, I'm still seeing that there's some issues with the website not having the community board either committee reports, and then also there are two monthly meeting reports, monthly meeting minutes that are missing as well. I believe it was September and May. So I just am hoping that we can figure out whatever hiccups are happening there to get that information out so that the community is able to log in and see this information. And I know that we have talked about getting buy-in from the community so that they're able to know what we're doing and sign up for meetings and talk to us about what capital projects they want and help us communicate needs with politicians or other city government officials. So it would just be a good way, I think, to keep that line open there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. We'll look into that with the website. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Flora, please go ahead.
I remember not that long ago, we at a meeting, we took a vote on that and we decided, we had a big discussion about whether to put the board meetings or the committee meetings, and we decided not to, especially not the committee meetings. But am I imagining this, or didn't we discuss this pretty recently?
Yes, the board did take this issue up and discuss it. And Joe, we're doing the audio, right, of the generals?
Yes, we're doing the audio of the general meetings. That was what was voted on and approved by the board. And currently the website is up to date, except for the Transportation Committee meeting as of last month. And if there's any sort of errors, I would encourage anyone to notify us via email, and we could sort those out right away.
Yep, appreciate that. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Flora.
And just to add on to that, aren't we developing our community engagement and social media engagement as well? Just trying to sort of like up that, increase that, and get more people involved that way as well?
Yes, we have been doing that. And for those of you that follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you'll have seen that we've been, you know, we put blasts out about our meetings, our committee meetings, and our general board meetings. And I know that Joe, Christina, and Jane work hard to keep the website up to date. We did take this issue up in terms of what we would be publicizing very recently. And the board voted on it. It was, you know, subject to a lengthy discussion. I know lots of people have lots of different views on it. But we're obviously doing our best to keep people informed within the constraints that the board has determined. And of course, what we're required to do under the city guidelines.
I would also add for our board members that routinely message us, you know, the day of a meeting, whether it be a Transportation Committee meeting or a board meeting itself, that you could always get the direct Zoom link on our Twitter page for those meetings. When I post the agenda on our Twitter page, I also put in a direct link. So you could see the agenda, but you could also click right into the meeting there if you're missing it for whatever reason.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, I'm not talking about, and I didn't double check the meeting minutes for the audio recording. I'm talking about the written minutes for September meeting and the May meeting are missing. And then the committee reports as was just said, the November ones are missing, yeah. Or the one that was in November is missing right now. But the meeting reports, the meeting minutes for the full board meetings, they are not up for May and they are not up for September. So that's something that I think should be addressed.
So we're always addressing it, Jessica, and we've talked about this with you before when you've passed on that information. So any observations you have, we check into. The November Transportation Committee meeting minutes are not up just because there's a process that we go through to get the minutes approved before they're put up. So there's always going to be a little bit of a delay for us in getting those up. But they will be up shortly, I'm sure. And anyone who has any, you know, comments or observations about the website that they think something is not up or there's a blown link, you can let us know. Like I said, I know Jane, Christina, and Joe are always working hard to both keep things up to date and to ensure that we don't have busted links, et cetera. Albert?
I just want to join. No, I'm not. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, we hear now you. We got you.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my internet. It's been cutting out. I wanted to show my medal. This is what I got for, I told you the last month, we're on the map to see the marathon. This is a big medal I got for running the marathon. The path that's opening up, the old Vanderbilt Motor Parkway that they're reopening up, they've put up historical markers, four of them, to show what was there previously and what it meant. It's very well done. It's only about a third of a mile. I encourage everybody to go take a look at it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Albert. Thank you. And congratulations, of course, representing Community Board 11, Northeast Queens, Mr. Gallatin, at the marathon. We appreciate that. And congratulations again. Okay. So I think we are now going to move on to the committee reports, and we don't have a vote tonight. Victor, maybe you can just give a very brief update as to how the last meeting, just sort of the progress that was made. What I do want to say in advance is tonight is not the night to discuss any substantive views on this topic. We have a committee meeting scheduled for transportation to further discuss the bike lane issue for December 16th. That's the time to come and talk about it. And we'll be talking about it again at the January meeting. So Victor is going to give an update, but we are not going to be taking comments on this at this time. It is just for Victor to give an update. Victor?
All right, thank you, Mike, and thank you everyone on the board and guests. Victor Dadras here, chair of the Transportation Committee. And as Mike said, there is a four-page, very well-written, as usual by our staff, committee meeting minutes for the November 23rd. Actually, it was Monday, November 22nd was the meeting. The minutes are dated November 23rd, where we continued, as Mike has already described during this meeting several times, a process of responding, which is what we're doing, to DOT, the Department of Transportation, Queens office's proposal for expanding the bicycle network. And you've all seen this is public knowledge, they came to our meeting. Their proposal to expand the proposed bicycle network or develop further bicycle lane connections. And what DOT asked us to do, and we have taken on as a charge and as a board and the Transportation Committee, we've informed a subcommittee to spend more time and more effort analyzing what DOT provided to us. We're taking a look at their proposal and seeing how it affects us, as was said here, and what comments we want to give back. That's all we're being asked to do, is give comments back. And that's what we're working hard on. The DOT asked for comments by the end of November. And the committee decided, we discussed it and decided that was not enough time, that we needed to spend more time and go through this much more carefully, get feedback from the subcommittee analyzing it, then the transportation committee, and then bring a detailed recommendations to the full board, to you, the full board. We thought, if possible, we'd try to bring that to the December meeting. Again, the committee voted, and I think Christine hinted at this, when she commented that, and there were others, not just Christine, but that said December meeting would not give enough time for everyone. We're not giving enough time for the committee. We're not giving enough time for the board, you, the full board, to review the recommendations in advance. So that being said, on November 22nd, we had an excellent meeting. As I said, it's in the meeting minutes. I also want to say, I think I mentioned it before, but staff, our Community Board 11 staff, Joe Marzliano and Christina specifically, did an outstanding 44-page analysis that quite honestly, I would have hoped DOT would have done something this detailed and this clear to explain what was being proposed. And it has allowed both the Transportation Committee, which contains about half of this full board on it, and also the subcommittee that helped analyze some of this information. It has allowed us to actually see what is being proposed and discuss it and comment it. And I think the committee has done an excellent job. That being said, we need more time. We're going to be meeting again, as was described on December 16th. On December 16th, we will continue to work through the process of analyzing the proposal so that we can send our recommendations to you, the full board, with at least 2 weeks advance information and advance time before our January meeting. So that's the proposal. That's where we are with our process. I want to thank everyone for their good work and their hard work. Just so you know, there are 11 proposed routes in this network. As DOT proposed them, and you may have heard me say this before, you may remember this discussion, there were no protected lanes and there was no loss of parking. They proposed 11 routes consisting of what they call class two lanes, which are just striped lanes on the street, or sharrows, which our committee has discussed at length and decided are not actually safe things. And that's where they just paint an arrow with a bicycle in the existing driver's lane. So we've actually looked at this very carefully. And thanks to the, as I said, the staff's work in allowing us to understand it better and to actually survey street by street each of the proposed routes, we're actually able to comment and we'll be able, I think, to put together a really strong and well-researched and well-thought-through recommendations to you, the full board, for your consideration with weeks of time for you to please look at it carefully before our January meeting. Let me just comment on the 33rd Avenue that was brought up. And by the way, Janet, hello to you. And I appreciate you joining us tonight and submit your comments. We got 33rd Avenue was never actually in the proposal from DOT. 35th Avenue was. 35th Avenue was considered by most people on the committee. And certainly we always want to defer to people who actually live. And those members of the committee, I asked specifically, and everyone here on this board, I asked specifically to please give me your comments, give the committee your comments, send them to me, send them to the committee, send them to the office for your specific areas. And we've gotten a lot of comments and good comments and strong comments. What we don't want is comments like, we don't want bike lanes. You know, that doesn't help us. What we need is what we have gotten from a lot of civics and a lot of community groups, which is where we think bicycle infrastructure would work and where we think it wouldn't work and why. All right. Janet's comments were very strong, and I have to tell you, they echo the comments we received from other people. And in fact, we discussed on committee. 35th Avenue was considered not a good route. And I guess 33rd just came up, and maybe this is where the confusion might be, as a potential alternative. It was discussed that maybe 33rd would be a better alternative than 35th. That idea, I have to tell you, was strongly argued against by many members, including members of the committee and the civics, who came to us. I think Jana Lanzetta is on our board and on the civic there and on our committee. I know Joan Garippa said that 33rd didn't work, and we have received lots of comments. And Janet, thank you again tonight for also echoing that. So that's the kind of good information that I think the committee can use to help make their decisions. And that's the way we're going to proceed.
Thank you, Victor.
As usual,
thank you very
much. Long-winded report, but thank you.
No, not at all. And thank you so much. We appreciate it. And just want to say thank you to you, Victor, for all the work you've been doing on this project as chair. It's very important. And I just want to echo, Joe, Christina, and Jane at the office, just really going above and beyond with the work they've done to reconnoiter these routes in the neighborhood and to document and take photos of these routes in the neighborhood. Just extraordinary effort and it just extremely helpful. Anyone who's been taking a look at those, pictures and considering this issue, it's just extremely, extremely helpful. So just as I said, any substantive discussion on this issue is for the Transportation Committee meeting and next month's general meeting. Where we're going to be talking about that. If anyone has information that they want to submit to the committee in advance that they think will be helpful in advance of the December 16th meeting, please do so. And that'll be helpful in terms of getting it in front of Victor so that we can make sure that it gets discussed at the meeting. But we have two more meetings before, both the committee meeting and the general meeting where we're going to be discussing this. So it's not for this evening. But thank you so much, Victor, for your report. And we are going to move
on. And let me just say, the goal, as always, has been safety and equity, for all our community. And by equity, I mean all the users of our streets. And we want your comments about, how best to implement the bike lanes, how best to make the streets safer. That's what we're looking for. So any information you can share with us about that is exactly what we need. Giving recommendations back to the DOT from the board. And you'll be voting on that in January.
Thank you, Victor. I appreciate it. And we're not going to be taking any comments, guys, on the bike lane point. It's all Michael? It's for the Paul. As long as it's not about the bike lane substance.
It's not at all. It's just a reminder, just in case anybody missed it, that if you live anywhere where the bike lanes are going in, or if you live outside of it in CB11, but in particular, if you live in the area where the bike lanes are being proposed, please take the time to go to get, first of all, to see where they're being proposed by the DOT, and then look after the committee meets on the 16th, whatever date it is. Yes, thank you. And look at, and we should send a map, the committee should send out a map that of our additions, proposals, whatever for that. And please go and take a look so that when you vote in January, that you feel really confident and go to the streets, stand there and look and see it. Okay. That's all I wanted to say, because this is something that actually affects people directly. And I like all the work that's been done on the committee from all the members, and in particular from the office and from Victor. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Eileen, as long as it's not substantive go ahead.
No, I just wanted to reiterate on what he was saying, just that this, it's very important what Paul just said. And one other thing, that when you're voting on this and when you're checking it out, remember, this is not your personal preference. It's something that would be for the neighborhoods, and safety is paramount. So when you go in, please, because a lot of people, I like bikes, I don't like bikes, and that's not what we should be doing. Anyway, thank you. Thank you,
Eileen. I appreciate it. Yes, everyone, please. This is obviously important to the community, so let's make sure we're taking it seriously. But I know everybody does, and there will be information disseminated. Okay, so we're going to just move on to the quick month ahead and adjournment. So just to say it one more time, Douglas and Zoning Committee on December 8th, Transportation Committee on December 16th, and Library Committee on December 21st. Do I have a motion to adjourn tonight? I want to thank everyone for coming.
Motion.
I make a motion.
Okay, I heard Christine. I heard Stefan for second. A second. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. I hope you have a wonderful new year. Thank you, everyone, for all the work you've put in what's been a very challenging 2021. And let's all hope that 2022 is on an upward trajectory. Happy holidays. Happy new year. And love to you and all of your families.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Well, take care.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Bye.
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 Good night.
How do we get out of here?